Hey y'all, welcome back to Raisin Babies, Raisin Hell. My name is Lacey.
My name is Shelby.
And today we're kind of just winging it.
Yeah. I think let's talk about our kids.
The whole focus of this podcast.
It's going to be about them. No, I want to talk about like parenting dilemmas, I guess if you want to call it.
Okay.
So my first little segue in that is just, I took my kid to the store with me after work, and you know, we're just gonna go buy some Christmas pajamas for some family because we do a pajama exchange, and it literally took 15 minutes to calm her down because she was crying. Like, about what? Who knows? I at that
your
point,
oldest cries about everything.
Yes, but it was both of them at this.
Oh,
time.
God.
So I was in the truck by myself, both of them screaming, and I literally was questioning my life choices. Yeah.
Well, I get that. My kid also makes me do the same thing, but I'm not afraid to smack her.
Well, no, I mean, in that moment, that was not the right choice for me, you know? I'm not a gentle parent, but I was trying to be gentle.
Yeah, I'm not a gentle parent at all. I'm not.
You don't feel like you do any of the calming techniques or whatever they like to
No,
say?
I can't because...
What the fuck is a calming technique?
Like,
I believe
they say
that they don't work. I think they just aggravate my kid even more. I really do. I swear to God.
Emma only responds to sternness.
Yeah,
well,
you've got to be mean with her. No. She's not getting anywhere.
I wouldn't say mean. I would just say like assertive because she's a playa and she will walk right over you. She knows how to run game like the prisons.
Okay, just because you're being gentle doesn't mean you can't be stern.
Yeah, I know. But I think like the issue with it is I've tried to be gentle with Emma. And it seems like she just takes it as a joke. Like, if I try to tell her, hey, that's not very nice, and we don't need to do that, we need to think about our actions, she's gonna sit there and look at me cross-eyed like I'm stupid. I'm the one that's stupid.
Maybe because, did you start at, like, the beginning with her? Like, maybe if you did it now, she might be like, you're weird. But
no,
like,
I've always been stern with her.
No, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you trying to do the gentle, like...
Yeah, I've tried it, but it don't work.
She's just like, that's not what I'm used to, so...
Yeah, she's very much, stern coaching, I guess you could call it. I don't know. Can't really call it coaching.
The thing that's like, I tried a gentle parent, but my kid doesn't gentle child or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much. I mean, and it's simply because I've never thought about, like, taking gentle parenting. And, I mean, every situation is different. Like, obviously, when she gets hurt, I'm not like, ha, it's a consequence of your own action. Sometimes, that's what I tell her. But
sometimes it is the consequence of your
own actions. Right. But, I don't know. I think just because, my parents were stern. Well, if you have something to say, then say it.
She's upset that you won't gentle parent.
Well, you're going to have to get over that one, girlfriend. No, but my parents were stern. I mean, I'm not beating my kid with a belt like my parents beat me, but I make sure that she knows.
She doesn't really even get spankings.
No, she
doesn't. She just gets more timeouts, and no matter how much you cry or how big of a pouty face, you're not going to get out of it.
See, lately, though, I'd be blaming my emotions and my hormones because Tyler went to correct her the other day, and she just stuck that bottom lip out, and I was like, oh, my God.
Don't look.
You're
close
hurting
your eyes.
Her.
No, close your eyes.
He was like, she's fine, and I was like, but I'm not. Look at her.
She is just running game. She knows what
exactly.
She does. And then she gets out of it, and she kind of prances and smiles and laughs.
Yeah, because she knows what she just got away with.
She is super smart. She knows exactly what she did.
But she also has both of us wrapped around her finger, so.
I think that's going to be a rude awakening when this new baby comes.
It's going to be. It's going to be really hard.
Like, how are you preparing yourself for this?
I'm not. I'm just.
It's a bad choice.
She is currently just producing excess amounts of gas.
It's not like I can stand in front of the bathroom mirror and be like, you're gonna do it. You're gonna get through this, because
no,
I mean,
like,
I'm
mentally,
just gonna...
Are you, like, mentally preparing? Because Emma is going to probably lose her
I don't
shit.
Think I've mentally prepared for anything in my life. I'm a very...
Oh, yeah, Emma doesn't know how to share.
She has gotten much better, though. Like, before she really started getting in the thick of it with Eliana...
Yeah.
You couldn't get that girl to give away a toy. Not even in daycare. If you asked to play with her toy, she was like, no.
It's easier to share your toys than to share your mom.
Oh, yeah. No,
that is
it'll
Eliana's
be hard.
Struggle is, even though she loves having a baby sister, sometimes she's like, you need to go away because that's my mom. Like, she doesn't understand.
And then you got Amelia.
Yeah, she's over here snitching on Eliana like crazy right now.
Amelia's like, yeah, I second that. She won't let me get held by my mom.
It's always about her. Mom's trying to hold me, and she comes over here like, hold me.
Yeah.
No, I am very, go with the flow. I think both Tyler and I really are. As much as I love to have a plan, and I dream about being, organized and just everything. Have my life as a Susie Homemaker book. That's not me. I roll with the punches and hope for the best.
Yeah. I mean,
that's also why I don't plan vacations. Because I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I really hate it when our vacations get canceled.
Well,
see, I feel like.
Thanks, Madison.
I can blame Amelia on the fact that I didn't get to go to the Virgin Islands this past May.
Yeah.
But I'm going this year. I'm going.
You're not going this year. You're going in
2025
next year.
I'm
wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
Wrong. Something's going to happen.
Shut up,
you guys have been married how many years?
No one talks to you.
You guys have been married how many years?
It'll be 5 years in July.
And this was planned.
Oh, my God. What are we going on? Eight?
No, girl. It ain't been that long.
Your kid's not even that old.
No, we were married before we had Emma. We were married 2 years before.
Not that much.
What year was it, Lace?
2019.
What year is it now?
2024. So 6 years. I said that. I said, so this year, this upcoming year, will be six.
You said 8 or 9.
At first. And then I said, no, 5 or 6.
You haven't even been out of high school that long.
Yes,
I have.
We have had this Virgin Islands trip planned.
Since y'all got married.
No. Well, yes, but...
Because it wasn't supposed to be a honeymoon.
Yes, officially we've had it planned for the past 2.5 years.
And something keeps coming up, right?
I said, if I have another
baby,
it'll
be another pregnancy.
Or whatever, I'm taking it with me. I'm going to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, you're
going to
go just like super pregnant.
I don't fucking
My dreams come true. It's going to happen.
No, they're not. Tyler swears.
Not until my boy goes and get a snip done. He is, my brother has the same problem. He pops these girls out like nobody's business.
It's not happening.
But
I am going to be
problem,
the breaker of
listen.
Your record.
We'll
I
see.
Love, okay. I love you, brother. I really
I
do.
I only have 4 more months left.
I love your brother, but I need him to stop having sex as a Christmas present. It's not a Christmas present.
All those September babies.
I tell him that every time I see him, that he does the whole month of December.
They make cute babies though.
Have sex. I know. All three of the girls are very cute, and they're identical, if you ask me. I was looking at the pictures. I was like, am I looking at the same child in just a different outfit?
And they all look like Matthew and Brittany perfectly.
Yeah, perfect 50-50
well,
split.
Maybe you guys should try to get Brittany on the show. She's been listening, too.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's go.
Shout out, Brittany.
But they need to stop having
Amelia
sex in the month of December.
Amelia looks like me, and Eliana looks like Nate. So we can't have any more.
I see. I don't know who Emma looks like. I really.
I feel like she's a good mix.
A good mix. She's got a bunch of Tyler's features, but she also has a bunch of my features. Like, she's got my ears and my hair. And
your fucking attitude.
No, buddy, that's all you.
Wrong.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, we're not going to get into this. That's something I'll fight you on later.
Anyways, I got sidetracked by Tyler. I was going to say that I feel like I'm the opposite. I have to be organized and have, like, plans and, like, all the shebang.
I want nothing more than to be that person.
I can't
function without structure. But my brain is telling me otherwise.
See, my brain won't function without the structure. Like, when it's chaotic and there's, like, no plan and we're just willy-nilly. My brain just shuts off. Like, I can't. I don't know. It's, like, stops working.
But see, I thrive in chaos.
I don't. See, I guess that's why we make good friends. Because you can handle it when it's crazy and I can handle making the plans.
Yeah, we balance each other out.
Yeah. We're a good married couple. If our husbands ever left us, we would just get with each other.
We would be our own lavender marriage. Let's talk about that. Yes. That's what we're going to talk about.
That is an interesting topic. Oh my gosh, yes.
Because it's all over my TikTok. Yes. So, some people's TikToks is all about Nurse Hannah and...
Yeah.
The we don't judge, we listen trend. But, no, mine's about lavender marriages. And
what the fuck is a lavender marriage?
So, a lavender marriage is... Basically, a woman gets married to a gay man, but there is no sexual encounter. But it's like,
it doesn't necessarily have to be a straight. It could be like a gay woman and a gay man.
Yeah,
get married together just for like the normalcy, or
you know how like way back when being gay was
does it sound like they just want like a three income household?
Income.
Did you get there's like
no,
three?
It's just two.
It's like a man and a woman.
I was thinking a thriple.
No, it's a traditional marriage just between
a gay man and a straight woman, or
vice versa, or whatever.
Gay woman and a straight man, like whatever.
It came about in the relationship, if not both, are gay, and the whole point is they're just get married for. There's a bunch of different reasons, like. Insurance, like, or tradition, or
yeah,
it's
basically having your gay best friend with you all the time. Yeah. That's what it is.
It sounds awesome, actually.
You've had that before, and he drove me insane.
Well, the point is to just have him and not you.
This,
right?
This, okay, we're gonna get into this story. So back when
this
you
is our conversation. No, not
this is
yours.
This is a good story. When we lived in that apartment complex, do you remember that guy? He fucking came in the bedroom. We were getting hanky panky, and he stuck like four suction cup dildos on your bedroom door, and then through a.
And then he smacked you with one.
Yeah, and then what is that double one?
I don't know.
Like there's a tip on each side. And then he threw that at me.
Maybe you deserved it. Maybe you're being a dickhead.
I was just having a great time.
Anyways.
No, this is different. So the lavender marriage, it's like if I were to get in a lavender marriage, mine would be Matthews.
Oh, that guy's
Matt
so
Matthews.
Funny.
The one who does get up, it's time to do farm chores. He would be my lavender marriage. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
Who?
Oh my God. Let me pull up the TikTok for you.
Well, while you're doing that, I think.
You mean you.
Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
I think.
I want to stay at the doghouse this evening.
Better.
I think mine would be Mr. Williams. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's the pre-K pause guy on TikTok.
Mr. Williams pre-K? Yeah,
slap the fuck off. It's spooky season. The one time of year that we really get to enjoy without y'all twerking on our damn nerves. But we can't even enjoy it. Girl, put your hat back on. Because y'all over here talking about we don't celebrate Halloween. That's dark.
How long have y'all been dating? 12 months. Oh, it's fresh. Where did you guys meet? A NASCAR
momentary break here to introduce him.
That same old devil down the same old dead end highway.
Mute his mic.
I don't see you riding a horse like that.
If only the viewers could see this video.
Look at me right now. Look at me right now. If I could trust you to take care of that horse when I'm at work, I would could. Get a horse. No, you won't.
How many?
You won't. No, you
for
won't.
The last
you won't even
days.
Wake
this
up in the morning.
Into a hold on, hold on. Hold on. Podcast.
I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna mute you real quick.
that is so.
In the morning, like, I can't even get you out of bed to have breakfast for me before I leave for 24 hours.
That's because you don't ask me nicely.
Okay, you go back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes, please.
No, I've been telling you for the last several days. I would love nothing more than a horse. But your mom is deadly fucking allergic. So.
Yeah, she can just stay away from the horse. But that doesn't fix the problem of you having to actually, you know.
Okay, I can't do much of nothing right now because.
Yeah, yeah. We'll move with that. Okay, I'm done.
Are we done? Bye.
Anyways,
back to what we were saying.
No, I like Mr. Williams too. He's funny. I don't think I could see myself in a lavender marriage with him, but I could definitely see myself in a lavender marriage with Matt Matthews, for sure.
I think the point is just to have a friend, not...
We would be the bestest of friends.
Oh, yeah.
We're two peas in a fucking pod. I think. Look. Nathaniel has Amelia up to the window. So that was a nice little surprise.
I agree. I think that is an interesting topic.
I don't even really... I don't know the whole background about it, but I think it was a thing way, 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 way back when
they,
it was
they used to be more popular, I guess, but now it's just more of like a joke. But.
Yeah.
When
but
you
it,
said
I mean,
that, the first thing I thought of was, he used to be popular.
I mean, you could still, can you not bump into my microphone? You know, it could still be very much a thing now that some people are
using it as
a cover
I'm
up
sure
like
it
was
it
originally
on.
Intended.
Yeah, I'm sure it still happens. Definitely interesting. If not a lavender marriage, we can just get married and raise our kids together.
All right, fair enough.
We don't have to get married. We can just live together.
I mean, isn't that what's already happening?
But yeah, pretty much.
Y'all.
Without the help
See, okay.
of you two.
Oh,
listen,
without
listen,
us.
Listen. Think about this from the perspective. If we were together, how easy it would be to say, hey, Lacey, could you mop the floors for me? And she'd be like, sure, babe. And then they would actually get done.
Wait, let's take a flashback. Remember when y'all first started going to the gym and you just left us as Shelby was cooking dinner?
Yes.
Remember you just left? Mm-hmm. Here we were with the three girls. Shelby's like, I need to give Amelia a bath, but I really want to finish doing my fingernails because I haven't finished doing my fingernails yet. I had Amelia... bathed, lotioned, pajamaed, and asleep. And within 30 minutes.
It's so nice.
The two older girls had their chicken nuggets and french fries. We had dinner ready. Shelby and I ate before y'all even got back from the gym.
And I didn't even have to ask her. She just did it.
Hmm. Crazy. I know. Crazy. Women just do everything better, so. But I'm not here to man-hate or anything.
No, not man-hating. Just explaining that sometimes life is easier.
With a woman.
With your best girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. My mom and Anne will tell you the same thing.
I think it's just because, especially like with us, like we just understand because we've said this in previous episodes. Our husbands are just the same person.
Yeah, they are.
So we just know what the other person, and we've been friends for a long time. So we just know what the other person is thinking.
I'd appreciate it if you quit fucking up my mic. What, you almost had a fuck up there and quit recording our podcast because you let your computer go to sleep? Yeah, I know exactly what happened.
Everything is good.
Oh, better be. Anyways, now my shit's all fucked up.
I'm sorry. God, I can't be perfect all the time. I know I'm a man, but jeez.
And back to our conversation, exactly what we were talking about. No, I think we just can read each other's minds. Like, we just know what the other person is thinking and expecting.
Exactly. Another thing I wanted to talk about, TikTok trend, is the we listen and don't judge.
Yes.
I have come to the realization that our entire friendship has been a we listen and don't judge.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But also, I'll listen and I'm gonna judge.
Yeah,
like some of the TikToks I see or some of the Facebook threads I read, I'll read through those comments like, oh my God.
I can definitely listen to you, but there's almost 100% chance I am judging you.
And but you might get lucky. I may not judge you to your face. I might judge you in silence or after I leave. But
it's a secret.
Either way, you're going to get judged.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You can judge me too, but I do be judging. I'd be like, ooh, you, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, do your life, girl.
Judging in silence, y'all's facial expression says everything.
You're right.
I can't hide everything, okay? I can either say it out loud or my face will. I can't hide both.
Yeah. Why'd you make that face? Has anybody checked on the older children? Okay. That's all that matters.
They're alive.
But, yeah.
I literally thought about doing the we listen and we don't judge trend on here, but then I realized that I have no secrets that you don't already know. So we could. True. Because like, the whole point is supposed to say something that the other person doesn't know, so then they will not judge you for it. But I don't have anything because you know everything.
Right. And I don't even think I could do that trend with my husband because, like...
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know. I don't have... I literally thought about it and I was like, I don't have anything.
Same.
Because when I got something to say, I just say it, so... Oh, gosh. Tyler must have something.
He's got to listen and don't judge. But I'm going to judge. Go ahead.
So how does this TikTok start?
We listen and we don't judge. And then you say something.
And then we don't judge. But
and I can't rebuttal you. But I'm going to just think about it in my head. So go ahead.
I can't promise I won't say something. This is the part where you talk.
He's really thinking about it.
I'm going to keep my list to myself, and then we'll record a little TikTok later, okay?
Oh, okay. Boy.
And they're going to be good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyways.
But that's the problem if we're just sitting here looking at them, because we don't have nothing. I mean, I probably could come up with something, but I might
hurt
feelings.
See, that's the problem. I just don't know. I can't
when you,
think of anything.
When you eat crumbs in my bed and then blame it on Emma, but I know it's you because Emma didn't do it and it's on your side of the bed.
That's not how
we listen and we don't judge.
That's not how the trend goes. You're supposed to say something about yourself and we're supposed to not judge you. Not something you think is her.
Oh.
Like
okay,
I
got
some.
I like to watch Vanderpump Rules.
I'm not judging you for that. No. I watch it with you. I was the one who made you watch it.
The point
okay,
is like,
here's an example.
An example would be like saying, yes, like yesterday when Lacey tooted in
right.
the store and blamed it on Nate. She could be like, I tooted and I blamed it on Nate. And then no one's supposed to judge her for it.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Go
or, on. When I drive the truck, I don't put gas in it. Ever. You wanted to hit that button real bad. But no. So I love that TikTok trend, and I love to watch it and all that.
I think it's so funny to watch it. Yes, he's such a dick. It's cold in here now. I love the ones where they were like, you can't have a weak marriage and do that because
yeah,
you have to have a strong marriage.
Listen, Tyler and I like to make fun of each other. What were we doing the other day?
Until you take the joke too far and actually get offended.
God. Okay, that was one time. That was my pregnancy hormones. We can't do that. Because then later that night, I was laying in the bed and we were making fun of each other.
I tell Nate that's like the love language. If I'm not roasting you, I don't love you. Right. Look, he's not even in here for me, him to hear that.
Right. It's all out of love. Everything we roast Nate on is all out of love. But... yeah. I'm
sinking into this couch.
I'm exhausted.
Yes, so do tell how your day of subbing went.
My day was good. I thoroughly enjoyed kindergarten. I thought it was fun.
We listen and we don't judge. Is that how you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your thing?
Are you watching We Listen and Don't Judge TikToks?
No, I just thought it was going to fit perfectly after that sentence you did.
Yeah, it worked pretty well. Anyways. No, my overall day was good. Besides the amount of heartburn that I have today, I could go without. But no, the kindergartners, they were fun. We were talking about,
Are you okay over there?
No, this heartburn is killing me. That's how I feel right now. No, so we were talking about, like, for science, different types of weather, different types of storms and things like that. And we first started talking about thunderstorms. And one little girl says, thunderstorms are so scary. And I said, yeah, they can be kind of scary. I understand where you're coming from. I said, but I like thunderstorms. I like that kind of weather. She said, well, I think you're crazy. Oh. I was like, well, yeah.
All right, then.
You and everybody else on the planet. But like,
I don't like thunderstorms. I also don't like driving in the rain.
I don't like driving in the rain, but I like to sit in... do nothing in the rain.
I have to say, the weather this week has been throwing me off. I literally will be sitting in class dozing. Like, I cannot,
oh yeah, it's
I
bad.
Cannot keep my eyes open this week. I don't know what is going on.
That's because we're getting close to Christmas break.
I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of Christmas, I guess tomorrow, while your husband is watching my kid, I'm going to attempt to get some sort of Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, you were telling me that you have nothing done already.
I have one thing ordered, and that's her new tablet.
That's crazy.
That I have to fight the fucking post office to pick up. I swear to God.
What?
I love my postal worker aunt because I know that she has nothing to do on the inside. She delivers the mail.
Yes.
But some of the people on the inside need a sweet kick to the ass. So I put it to the P.O. box because it's expensive and I don't want Amazon leaving it at the gate and something potentially happening to it getting wet or ruined or whatever, or somebody running over it like we've done with other packages because they set it right in front of the fucking gate.
So
I sent it to the P.O. box, and normally if a package is too big to fit into the little parcel locker, because most parcel lockers are envelope size, they'll put a key in there to a bigger parcel locker for you to go and pick up your item.
Right.
No. No key. Just a note that says, please see front desk for package. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay, so and you go to the front desk and you get your package.
The post office closes at 3:30. This specific
post office.
Yeah. Because it's in a little rinky-dink town. So it closes at 3:30. And it just... drives me nuts. But if we're and, like, the other day when I went in there at, like, maybe 3:50. There were still people in there, like, in the back sorting and all that stuff. And there's a door that says, please knock if you need assistance, if, like, the barricades are closed. Mm-hmm. So I knocked. And I hear them all just go, shh, shh, shh. I was like, oh, you dirty motherfuckers. I know you were kidding.
Okay, so but that only you don't made work me... every day, so why don't you go sooner?
That's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Okay. I'm gonna go early tomorrow.
But... Well, I, on the other hand, have overbought for Christmas, and now I'm tucking stuff away for her birthday.
See, that's what I did. I overbought for Emma's birthday, and that's where she found that paint thing, because it was underneath my bed. And I think there's, like, another present under there. I'm going to check tonight, but... So, I think I forgot to wrap it.
While we're on this topic, I just want to steal some of Nate's thunder real quick before he claims the thunder.
Okay.
I wrapped one of your Christmas presents.
Today?
Oh, I know he didn't wrap it because it was too goodly wrapped.
I did so good on that wrap. Oh, I was so proud.
Pause. Everybody pause. So you're telling me you can wrap gifts and I've been the one who's struggled for the last Nate 2 years?
Lacey, I can wrap gifts. I can fluff Christmas trees. I hang Christmas lights. I am more Kris Kringle than you think I am. I just hate doing those things.
But I am your wife. Whatever I need done...
I'll eat the cookies.
No.
That doesn't count.
Let's get into this. Last Christmas, somebody didn't even stay up with me. I had to wrap all of Emma's gifts by myself. I put on freaking National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation at like 11 o'clock at night. I preheated the oven. I baked the cookies. I sat and ate the cookies and drank the milk.
Why did you wait till the last minute to do it all?
Because somebody told me we'd sit together and like make a little date night out of it.
But like why the night before Christmas?
You were not sick.
But then I had to go to work.
No. You were off for Christmas. No.
All right, there was something.
There is some excuse.
There was something. I wouldn't say no to cookies.
No. This is the reason you gave me. You said, if I get out of the bed, she's going to wake up.
I do remember saying that.
I said, no, she's not. She is dead to the world. This girl is passed out. We ran her down all day long for this reason. Just hurry up and do what you're doing and come to bed. When I tell you I have never, ever been so mad, I was about ready to slash tires on my own vehicle. I was so mad.
Yeah, no. See, I have all my gifts wrapped already. Some of them are under the tree and some are not.
But I will say my wrapping is pretty good.
Well, I hope you're ready to put it to use, big boy.
I knew that Nate did not wrap that because I love him to death, but he cannot wrap a gift.
I can wrap some gifts, but some gifts I'm just like, this shit's going in a bag.
It was so funny. When I did it, he was just staring like in awe. He's like, how do you do that? I said, you just fold.
It's an art.
It's an art.
Obviously, we could tell you don't fold towels.
No, it does not.
That's how I know. If you can't wrap a square box, you can't fold a towel.
Yeah, I think my gifts only look weirdly wrapped when I have a weirdly shaped thing to wrap.
And if it's weirdly shaped, it goes in a bag. That's my philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. That, clothes, all. Yeah.
No, if it's weirdly shaped, you just wrap it over and over again until it's one layer, right? You wrap the other way and another layer, and you just... duct tape it into where it's a fun one to open.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I think also I want to start the tradition of letting Emma pick out her wrapping paper.
I did that this year, and it was so fun. That way I didn't have to label it because I was like, those are all your gifts.
Right.
That was so fun.
But the problem is, like, I love picking out wrapping papers, so that's what I do.
I let her pick out for her gifts, and then I picked out the ones that, like, I wrapped the rest of the gifts in, like Amelia's because she's too little, and
yeah,
like our white elephant gifts that we do and like all that stuff. So, which then I had to label, and I was like, oh, I think next year I'll pick out multiple wrapping papers so that I have like all of Nate's gifts in this one and all of this one in this one.
And that's kind of what I want to do because I hate putting the stickers on it.
Yeah,
because I feel like it just ruins the aesthetic. But I don't know if I'm going to let Emma. She told me she wants the Frozen wrapping paper.
That's what Eliana has. That's probably why she wants it.
But I don't know.
I thought I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on TikTok, and I was like, "Oh, that's such a fun idea!" And so I just let her pick it out, and then that way I don't have to. She knows which ones are hers. So
yeah.
Except, I mean, she has some gifts. Well, that and the problem like, is bags and stuff.
Emma, but it's only Emma this year, so right. All the gifts are hers.
Yeah.
Like I'll put my stuff to Tyler in a different paper, and then
that's what I did. Like it. I mean. Obviously, Amelia couldn't pick out her own wrapping paper this year, so
right.
I just wrapped it in the one I already had. But
Tyler's going to need help on my stocking. He's forgotten my stocking every year since we've been together. My
stocking is empty. It's not empty. I put stuff in it, so we shall see.
Santa might forget about me since we've been together.
That's terrible.
Go ahead. I'm waiting for your rebuttal.
Yeah, so then that made me feel really bad.
You should.
Santa keeps
every year. I have made sure that you have supreme stocking gifts.
Do you know what's worse? When your kid notices that you don't have stuff in your stocking, and it's like, "Mommy, why did Santa not bring you anything?"
That happened last year. Because
mommy's on the naughty list.
That happened last year. Emma was like, "Mommy, but yours," and I was like, "Yeah, I know." I
keep seeing those TikToks.
It breaks my heart.
And they're like, "Don't forget about your wives," and I'm like, "How the fuck do you forget?" But apparently Tyler does. So do tell. How do you forget?
I saw this on TikTok as well. Apparently, it's really common upon men to forget their wife's stockings
because they don't buy gifts.
Right.
The wife buys all the gifts.
Do you remember? Have you ever gone to HEB or Walmart during Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day?
No.
And how many men? Or in the card aisle, or around the flowers.
No, because I'm not a poor planner, and I don't shop on the same day.
Do you know what that tells me, though?
Every year, I've gone Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve or the day before Christmas Eve.
Do you know what that tells me?
Yeah, because of your work schedule. It's not like that now. We literally have tomorrow. We could go and do it.
Right.
No. See, I have a different opinion. That tells me that you just don't care enough to remember. See, I get petty. If you wait till the last minute to get me a gift, because you're like, "Oh shit, I need to get her something.
I don't want it.
Because that means you don't care enough. Because you're going to get some cheap gift just to say you got something instead of a meaningful
gift.
It's
like the one year you bought me chocolate covered strawberries and I told you I don't eat strawberries.
This is a topic I'm very passionate about.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I have faith in Tyler this year because I have made an Amazon list. I have told him, it is as simple as going and getting gift cards to Bath & Body Works, to Old Navy.
I mean, I do, but I just don't think they mean as much.
I wouldn't ever do gift cards for you.
But I'm telling you that I am okay with that because then I can go on my own terms. I can pick out what I want. Like, I'm okay with gift cards. Really. Truly. I'm one of the people who is okay with gift cards.
I mean, I like gift cards, but I just don't think they're...
Nate, I'm happy you're here. I need some backup on this Christmas conversation.
Of course.
Take a seat, please.
But, like, it's not that hard. I'm really making it pretty freaking easy for you. I have an Amazon list. It doesn't even have a lot of things on it. I think it has 5 things on it.
I mean, I sent Nate a bunch of, like, links, and I was like, pick from this, you know?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm making it
like my Santa easy list. On you.
I'm making it easy.
Nate, I just got my ass chewed. I just had my ass chewed for forgetting stockings for the last couple years. Apparently, you're on the same boat.
Nate's ready.
I didn't say that.
He's ready.
I just said my stocking.
His nipples are hard. Yet. He's that ready.
Oh, God. No. It's so cold outside. You said your stocking was empty, and Eliana mentioned that it was empty.
No, I said that sucks when your kid would mention it. I didn't say she mentioned
Our kid mentioned it.
I think Eliana did mention it, too, and I felt terrible.
Oh, this year. This year, yeah. I was putting stuff in her dad's stocking, and she goes, "Mommy, you don't have anything in your stocking." I said, "Oh, I'm sure Santa will bring it. I have faith that Nate will fill it."
Listen, that's something y'all could do together.
Nate, have you ever filled her stocking?
No.
No. I always fill it.
See, that's the problem with you men. Sorry. You wretched ass motherfuckers.
Stuff in my stocking last year.
Did I? I don't remember.
I did put something in your stocking. I gave you chocolate.
actually got jewelry in my stocking last year.
And actually, Lindsay did that.
There was one year you had Lindsay do my stocking.
Yeah.
See, and it was a couple of things from Bath and Body Works.
Okay, so what's the argument so like here?
Some back scratchers.
It shows that you care when you remember to do it.
I don't get what goes in stockings. Like, I get cool. You can put lotto cards. I understand like knickknacks and stuff. I can get a bunch of guys a bunch of knickknacks and stuff. But when it comes to you, I don't like.
So that's what I do for you. In your stocking, I put things that you.
The
can
only
use.
Thing I know is that travel you like stuff is for birds work. Beads, birds bees.
I always love chapstick. You could put 12 sticks of chapstick in there, and I would be
and
fucking
chocolate.
Excited.
I can't think of any other knickknacks.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be knickknacks. It could be a small gift, like if you bought her earrings or jewelry or, I don't know, small stuff that could fit in a stocking.
Like the James Avery little ball charms? No. You can put that in a stocking, you know?
I ain't got no argument here, bub. I'm sorry.
But that's what I do. If you think about
I'm not
all
arguing.
Your...
I'm just getting my ass chewed.
Listen, if you think about all your stockings,
we're not chewing your
over
ass,
the past year,
you advice
over the
and
past
saying
years,
how terrible I've been.
Listen
I
to me.
I never said that.
Shut up and listen to me. If you think about your stockings over the last couple of years, it has been all things that are beneficial to you, whether it was little soaps for when you would go back and forth to work. Or pens. I got you that one pen engraved with your name and badge number. I
think Lacey's trying to make you feel bad.
I've put cologne in your stocking, even if it's just the cheap little Axe body spray or the Bod spray
Axe
or whatever.
Body spray.
Like things that I know you can use in a pinch.
I am a big fan of the Bod sprays.
Yeah.
Little, the one
goals.
In the spray bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I love the blue and black one. Those are my
what
favorites.
Is it called?
My dad likes
Bod.
The green one.
Bod.
Mm. Bod. It's sold at Walmart.
Yeah, they have the big sprays.
You get the big
and the
one
sprays.
For like $6. Well, with inflation, I don't really know. It's maybe it's like 12. Fuck, I don't know. But anyway, moral of the story is
I forgot where you were going with
not
this.
Not that hard.
It's actually very difficult to buy for y'all.
It's not. I gave
for
it
a
really
stocking.
Is.
For a stocking?
Yes.
Just
no.
Anything. I'm just
anything.
Talking about in general.
Like, clothes. Like, depending on what it is, you wear this size or this size, and I don't want to get you the wrong size and it not fit, and that's going to be fucking awkward.
And that's why I'm telling you gift cards.
It ends
cards.
Up being a crop top.
That's okay, why I'm telling
get,
you gift cards,
I
because then I can go and get it.
I would rather not do gift cards. That's not my thing.
Right. And Shelby's right.
But
I have a
whole
fucking Amazon
see,
list.
I bought her these sandals one day.
And I've already ordered it.
No, yeah. I'll be looking at the Amazon. No,
have you noticed it's all in the cart?
No, because I haven't looked at the cart yet. I was trying to build Emma's Amazon list when we were called out here to do the podcast. But like,
but if
that's
you,
a problem.
If
you put it on if you put it on Amazon, you're gonna see I got you exactly what you asked for, and then how like that's nothing.
But see,
you
the problem
think that I see it, but I really ain't checking it. Like,
you just said you've been checking it.
I have not looked in the cart. I was questioning why there was 8 things in the cart today when I got onto Amazon.
And then if you would have...
But I didn't check into it.
And then if you order for something for Emma, you're going to go on there and see when it's going to be delivered. And you're going to see all these other packages like, oh, look, he got me something. And then you're going to know everything I got you.
But see, and that... No.
It still means something.
Make your own Amazon.
Yeah, it still means something. No, because why would I pay for 2 Prime memberships? What the fuck?
You don't have to pay for Prime.
No, because I like my
over
stuff.
Over $35 is free shipping.
I like my stuff next day.
Oh, you bougie.
We don't get next day out here in the country.
No.
Our closest next day...
I can't if I send it out to my mom and dad's.
Yeah, that's it. If you want next day, your closest next day is 4 to 5 business days out here.
Yeah, I know.
Unless you do an Amazon lockbox, which is only like 15 minutes down the road, we'll get it next day.
Right. That's what I wanted
Why
to do with Emma's tablet.
That? Yeah.
No, the gas. I swear. I swear. The gas station down the street has an Amazon.
The Star Mart.
They do.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
They do.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy?
Like, what the hell?
Living out in the country, we have the cheapest gas prices. The CEFCO down here in Lampasas, it was $2.21.
That's what it is at the Walmart in Killeen.
But that little Stop and Rob over here, that shit is like Stop and Rob. That shit's like $2.50.
The cheapest I've seen is Sam's at $2.19.
Yeah, Sam's is cheap.
Sam's
too.
Is always cheap.
But that Walmart on Lowe's Boulevard,
Do you have a Sam's membership?
They are always.
Hey, why don't you just take one of our cards? And so when you guys are over there, like when Shelby's working,
I'm afraid they're going to check that shit.
And they don't check it at the gas pumps.
They don't have any identifier. What, the gas pumps?
I'm talking about for shopping.
They don't. Oh. It's just there's no picture on it. It's not like Costco.
The only way you get a picture on your Sam's card is if you get the black card.
And you only get the. I think you only get that if you have a business account.
I want the black card. Them, what all these celebrities have, that black card that has no limit.
The American Express.
Yes.
Nate will be right back. He's going to go check on the children who look like they're running amok in the house.
They probably and are.
Just to put it into perspective, we have our own podcast studio now. Oh, I have to break some news to you guys. So, I'm trying to find the best way to put this. I'm going to order a banner for Into the Vortex podcast.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying to decide if I'm going to cover this whole wall with it. Or that corner piece right here. Or, now, better idea to benefit both parties. Okay, in a dual studio. Green screen on here, on this wall. So when we do go to the video portion, I can put y'all's logo whenever it's available up on that wall. And then when we go, we'll have ours up there. And then we'll have our little banners on that wall.
That seems more beneficial.
I don't know if y'all can hear me.
I don't know if y'all can hear me, but Tyler, you said, oh, nobody wears that type of green.
What Shelby's literally wearing the green today.
Oh, yeah. I just have to make sure I don't wear green.
Anyways, and we also got to get like a couple TVs up here. But that's the next phase. I found a little desk because right now, if we were on a video, you guys are like sitting on like a porn couch. Kinda, and it looks.
You're done. You're done.
What just happened?
She bit me.
This
again.
Is the second time she's bitten Shelby.
You're done.
And it's not like a nibble. It's a full force bite, with her two
she
little snaggle tooth.
She bit me earlier and literally
made her
cut
bleed.
My nipple.
She made Shelby
she
bleed.
Cut. I think she just did it again. My nipple hurts.
How old is she?
7 months.
Yeah. See.
She no. done.
How are you gonna do another 4 months of this?
Pump it and put it in the fucking bottle.
Look, she's like, I'm sorry.
Nah, girl.
I'm so dumb.
See, I'm strong, but I ain't that strong.
See, I'm
going to
get like a, I think like a nipple shield and see if that works. But I'm worried that those are going to like affect my supply.
How's it going?
Oh, you in trouble. You better get up and go talk to your mama. You better go. Right now. You better go. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, well, anyways, so what are we going to
talk I hope your mama rips into you.
What else were we going to talk about?
I don't know. What have we talked about? Talked about Christmas. We talked about lavender marriages.
Our parenting. I said my parenting. Dilemma.
they kind of fell in together.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that all we want to talk about? Do we have anything else we want to say?
I know that pregnancy is supposed to be a miracle. And don't get me wrong. I'm so excited for this baby. I love babies. I've loved babies forever. Since I was hell Emma's age, but this kid's killing me. I can't breathe. I can't sleep. I live in a 27 state of heartburn.
It's usually towards the end,
and I'm counting down the days because this heartburn is killer, and I don't think I can keep popping Tums the way I am because it kind of makes me feel like a crack addict. With how much I'm eating them.
I mean, that's usually how it works, though, towards the end. You just get over it, so then you're excited when the baby comes, and all the pain's worth it.
Yeah, no, I'm ready to be done. My esophagus can't take much more. But no, I'm excited. I went through the same thing with Emma, except I think it's just worse this time. But
these kids have been running amok in that house.
I'm sure they have. That's your badass child.
No, it's both of them. I'm hungry. We're thirsty. Where's mommy's?
I didn't tell them where we were going.
They were upstairs. Oh, way to fucking go.
I thought that was Nate's job. He was the one who was inside. He should have told them they're in the podcast shed.
Exactly. He was literally inside checking on them. What was he doing?
No idea.
Not that.
But I guess the 5 minutes when he was out here, they lost their minds.
Oh, boy. Well, I think on that note, we'll end for today. Tyler has a busy day tomorrow moving furniture.
You said that you had an ending that you wanted to end with.
Before we get to that, I just want to let you know what my schedule is tomorrow.
You don't have a schedule tomorrow.
I'm
booked.
Your
schedule is whatever I tell you your schedule is.
No, that's not true.
Anyways,
that's not true. That's not true.
Please mute yourself.
Hold on. Hold on.
So today,
I have to wallow in self-pity.
It's not funny unless you do it in the voice.
Stare into the abyss. Solve world hunger. Tell no one. Jazzercise. Dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. Wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
That sounded like Gru from Despicable Me.
Not a very good Grinch impression.
He used to be real good at it, but now he kind of gets entangled with Gru.
As soon as I watch the Grinch, I'll get it back.
But our next episode, we should do something Christmas related.
We should have a Christmas. We'll talk about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yes. Because that is my all-time favorite Christmas movie, and I could probably recite every line from it. And I relate nothing more than to Ellen in the kitchen lighting up her cigarette. It's the holidays and we're all miserable, Audrey. It's fine. So,
anyway,
no,
you had an ending for us.
I do. My ending is my ick. My ick. Mm-hmm. And my ick today is the fact that my husband did not do the floors like I told him to do. Yep. Negative 5-star review on Yelp. But that's my ick. Do you have an ick?
No.
Wow, I'm surprised.
I guess my ick would be my kid keeps biting my nipple.
With no remorse. Like,
she laughs about it.
Yeah, she has been.
I'm really concerned about our breastfeeding journey right now.
It's probably going to come to an end quicker than you think if she keeps it up.
I really wanted to go a year, but I don't know. If she keeps biting me, I'm not.
Have you seen the way she demolishes that nippy? Like, every time she's playing around with that pacifier in her mouth, she will. Yes, girl, I'm talking about you. I see you looking at me. Mm-hmm. You just be tearing up that nipper, huh?
Smiling.
Yeah, I see that smile through there. What are you doing?
She's a mess. A mess.
Yeah. So what else am I supposed to do?
Not bite. Yeah. Mama.
Tell them. Yes, tell them.
Would you like to talk?
All right, we're going to leave it there, you guys.
Amelia closes us out. We'll talk to y'all later.